There are some times that when we were growing up, our parents will come and say, don't go there, don't stay there. I mean, I dare you not to see you there, but we never say why. Sometimes there are some parents that they explain. And then there are sometimes the son of us, the young people, because we always ask curiosity, we go there, we stay there, and sometimes we don't manage what we can find in those places. And that happened is because sometimes we don't believe. Sometimes people dare us. Sometimes we don't listen. It was a time that a teacher was speaking badly about people who believe in God. He defined himself as a scientist who did not believe in God. Actually, he could not be called an atheist because he believed as much in himself. And he was talking a while on the subject about not to believe in Christ. And there was a guy who couldn't avoid it to request a moment to talk about it, and he stood up. And he said to that professor, will you believe in God if you can see him acting in front of you? And then the professor said, of course, I will do that. If he is following all of us, I will believe in him. So he said, take a coin out of your pocket and put it in your hand. And then if you believe, tell the coin, or if you want to see and believe in God, tell the coin to change the shape in your hands. And if that coin changes the shape in your hands, will you believe in God? And after a brief silence, so he said, well, probably I will believe if that kind of miracle will happen. So the guy said, he took a sip, and he was quiet for a while, and he said, do not worry, Professor. You can be sure you will never believe in God. God is not a magician, not allow himself to achieve tricks so that people who do not want to believe do so. The first condition to believe is to see God in our faith. It's a conviction, and a conviction that it's something that you don't have. You pretended to see God without having faith, and that is why you will not be able to see him until you have faith. Actually, I feel very sad to believe that many of us, including those of us who have known to know God, ask for many absurd tests of material prosperity, turning God into a lender of miracles, when the virtue of every prophet has been to see the miracle before it happens with the eyes of faith. Do not ask for evidence to believe. Believe and you will see all the tests. Believe in a great God and you will see the great God. Is nothing related with the gospel today? Why then Abraham wants to send Lazarus to his house to prevent those five brothers to do what they need to do in the eyes of God and to believe in God when God and God said to him, you know, they have Moses and the prophets. How many people have we been sending to us to make us clear how much we need to believe in God? And that's not because it's happening in the times of Jesus. Remember the situation of the airline long time ago? The woman who was concerned and was complaining because she was sitting next to an African-American guy. You don't remember that story? You don't remember that story? She bought a ticket for a plane, and then she called the person who hosts you in the plane? The stewardess. So she was complaining and say, how did you dare to put myself sick next to an African-American? And the stewardess say, do not worry, madam, we will take care of that. And she went back and she was talking with the pilot and everybody. And then she was not sitting in the place because she doesn't want to sit next to an African-American. But then the stewardess came and said to the African-American guy and say, sir, we are sorry. You have your place in the first class. We have a seat for you in the first class. And everybody started clapping. That's the way how we react. Probably it was a long time ago, you will say, Father, that was a long time ago. That probably won't happen. But that sometimes doesn't happen with only the African American, but sometimes happen among our brothers and sisters. Why? Because sometimes we don't realize that we act like that guy who wear a purple linen and very substantially clothed. And then when we are in a moment of torment, that's the moments that we come and put our faith and our faith in Jesus Christ. And that's not the moment. We have to act. We have to act with humility, and very humble every day of our life. And to be ready to see how much work God can make it in our life. It's just not by miracles or by doing a magic trick that we will be able to see God. It's just believing and just putting ourselves in the hands of God and not putting ourselves in the, what we say, in the luck way to live our life.